And actually, I'm from the Philadelphia area, and I'm a mental health nurse. I was working in Philadelphia at a number of our drop-in centers. And my background is mental health, and I realized in working with some of the clients at our drop-in centers that a number of the women had been trafficked. And in Philadelphia, we have a lot of good resources for mental health and addiction, but we had nothing for women who've been trafficked or any kind of trafficking at that point. So I went online, did some research, found a really good program in Phoenix, Arizona. I pestered them to let me come and look at their model. It was residential. And they finally agreed and went out there, collected information, did some research, went back to Philadelphia, where I started. I was a co-founder with a couple of other people for a residential treatment program in Philadelphia called Dawn's Place. So that's how it sort of came about. We you know, got the clinical piece of it. And I thought, well, you know, a lot of people do not know what this is to treat it. And at that point, I was teaching at one of our state universities in Pennsylvania, Kutztown University. And I went to my department chair and said, listen, can I do this? And she said, absolutely. And I said, and I'm only going to do it if we do it, number one, online, and if it's open to everybody from I don't care where or what discipline. This is just not unique to nursing. And she said, again, absolutely. So we opened a section for the course. It was Introduction to Human Trafficking. And by that afternoon, that course was filled, that section. So we opened two sections. And I had students from all disciplines, from a couple of countries. So that's how I got started. I was teaching two sections of human trafficking every year. And when I left Kutztown, the program closed, I just kept taking the course with me.
And you've been at UMass Amherst since when?
I started there officially the 1st of July of 2016. So I first offered the course in the fall semester of last year of 2016.
And what's the response been like? A lot of people sign up for it?
Well, it originally didn't get much press because I was new. Now, before I came to UMass, I was teaching at Drexel University in Philadelphia, where I actually had a human trafficking certificate. So they really hyped that up, and you know, I guess maybe Philadelphia is a bigger city than Amherst. So, I mean, I had actually the three courses for the human trafficking certificate. And in addition to the certificate, I also taught different, you know, other sections if you don't want a certificate. And I taught in another school as well as nursing. So we're a little slow to get started at UMass, which is fine. You know, I have been there as long as I was at Drexel. One of the things that complicate, I mean, these courses are not inexpensive, to be honest with you. So that's a bit of an issue. The other thing as well, too, is that we're getting more students this year, but we're, you know, again, putting out more public relations and letting people know that we have something because it's many programs don't offer it. So making people aware of that is, but we're making progress. We've gotten more people this year than we had last year.
Why are you interested in this? How did you become an expert?
I became an expert, as I say, because my background is mental health nursing. And, I mean, there's a big component. Certainly there's physical components to any kind of trafficking. But the more difficult to eradicate and take care of, and often the more hidden aspect of this is the trauma and the mental health or the mental health issues. And this is just an area that, you know, I wasn't looking to do this, but it was just in front of me. And as a nurse, I knew I had the resources and the ability. And when you say you're a nurse and you want to help somebody, that usually opens doors. So, you know, once I got started on that path, from going to Philadelphia to Phoenix to doing work and to be involved in research with their programs, coming back to Philadelphia, as I say, there was a need. And it just sort of grew and grew from there. So I work with victims. I'm a co-founder for the Journal of Human Trafficking. And, you know, I mean, once you dip your toe in the water for a lot of things, you just sort of continue along those lines.
Is human trafficking, is it pretty much the same everywhere, or are some parts of the country more susceptible than others?
That's a good question. It varies. It depends on what's going on. For example, if we look at sex trafficking, oftentimes, you know, if there's a big sporting event, you're going to see an increase in sex trafficking for you know, areas that have maybe Super Bowl. Or if there's sometimes they look at if there are certain military bases or conventions. And, you know, pimps and traffickers will know that. So you're going to take the women, girls, boys, men to where these events are taking place. In terms of labor trafficking, again, it depends. Is it time to pick crops? You know, there's little of that probably in the desert because there's no need for people, farm laborers. But if you're talking about an area where, you know, they need people to plant crops, et cetera, or there's a lot of restaurants or whatever, then, you know, then you'll see things increase and change. So it's always a fluid situation. Numbers go up, they go down, and people travel.
Where can people find out more about this? Now, you said the course is not just for nurses, not just for healthcare professionals, right?
Exactly. And I'll tell you, my background is interdisciplinary. For example, you know, I don't believe in sort of, oh, this, I'm this, and that's the only thing I am. My first degree is in Portuguese. I lived in Brazil. And so I believe in interdisciplinary. The course is open to, we actually have a public health student in there. In past courses, I've had economics. We've had law enforcement, teachers, social workers. I had the assistant district attorney of a county in Pennsylvania auditing the class. It's open to anybody. It's all online, and you have usually a week at a time to complete the work. You work at your own pace. There's also, I mean, again, I'm a good resource, but the government also has, if people go online and they look at human trafficking, Google that. The government has a wealth of information there, too. Polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S. Is another excellent resource. It used to be Polaris Project, and they dropped the word project. But if people just Google Polaris, you'll find a lot of, you know, good information. Shared Hope. So, I mean, you know, it's too many to list, but there are places if people are interested, and it's not difficult to comprehend this material either. So, you know, anyone who's motivated can you know, find information for themselves. Many places, perhaps each county or parish has a coalition, an anti-trafficking coalition that people can join. There are webinars, there are shows on TV, there are books, there's articles. There's my journal, Journal of Human Trafficking, which there are a lot of free articles people can have access to. You don't have to pay for it, although we'd be happy if you wanted a subscription. So, you know, a lot of resources out there, a lot of information.